Welcome to the Christian Bay Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. Grab your journal.
You are watching a master at work.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Christian Bay TV and Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. I pray that you guys are having a wonderful day. As you guys see from the title, today we're talking about I Didn't Even See That, and we're coming from the book of Matthew chapter 28, verses 2 through 3. So grab your journals. So y'all know I love to start off the episodes with a story time. And if y'all are loyal babes, y'all know that one thing about my family is we love a game night. We love playing cards. And there's this game that my grandma taught me growing up that my mom played, my cousins played, and it's called Zap. And in the game, you have to put down different spreads. So like a 7 of hearts, an 8 of hearts, a 9 of hearts, 10 of hearts, or an ace of diamond, king of diamond, queen of diamond, jack of diamond. Like you just put down spreads. And the first person to get rid of all of their cards, they take the other people's cards and then you add up the points. And whoever gets to 1,000 points first win the game. So that's how you play the game. And my mom wanted to play with my uncle last week. So while we were playing, there was a spread that I put down that my mom didn't notice that I put down. And when it was her goal, she said, I didn't even see that. So when she said, I didn't even see that, I'm thinking to myself, it's literally right here next to you on the table. Like I put it down. It's right there in plain sight. Like, how didn't you see it? But she was like, I didn't see that. And when she said that, God made that stick out to me. And I'm just like, it's something so simple. But with her saying, I didn't see that, I feel like God allowed me to see in that moment how a lot of times there's things that's hidden in plain sight. There's things that's right in front of us that we don't see. Right in front of us that it takes weeks or sometimes months and years before we realize that that thing was right in front of you the whole time and you didn't even see it. So for the rest of the night, my mom's voice was just playing in my head. I didn't see that. I didn't see that. And I prayed and I'm just like, God, allow me to have discernment and wisdom to see the things that I don't see. The things that are right in front of me that I overlook. I know we've all experienced a time where we overlooked something and it's just like I calculated that wrong or I counted that wrong or I just didn't see you sitting there. I didn't see you standing there and it was right in front of you, but you didn't see it. I'm pretty sure that I told you guys that I've been reading the book of Matthew, and I had to read Matthew chapter 28. And it's so funny because this is the chapter where it says Jesus has risen. And Matthew chapter 28, starting at verse 1, it says, after the Sabbath at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothes were white as snow. So after reading verses 2 and 3, of course, I continue to read to verse 4 and it says the guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. So I was thinking to myself, these guards didn't see this man. These guards didn't see the angel come down. And as I was thinking that, God allowed the word earthquake to stand out to me. And I realized that it says that there was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven. And I've never experienced an earthquake, but one thing that I do know about an earthquake is that it causes the ground to shake. And sometimes it causes the ground to part. So it says that there was a violent earthquake, and then the Bible was intentional to say that the angel came down from heaven. So I always tell y'all to dig deeper, like we got to dissect the word, right? So I began to put myself in the scripture and think, what would I be doing if there was an earthquake? If there was an earthquake right now, I would be looking down at the ground to see what's causing this earthquake, what's causing the ground to shake. And as I'm thinking about the fact that I would be looking down at the ground, I realize, so that would lead to me not even seeing an angel come down from heaven, because in order for me to see an angel come down from heaven, I have to be looking up. But if there's a violent earthquake, I'm most likely looking down at the ground. So it's possible that I didn't even see that an angel came down from heaven. Because I'm thinking, if these were the guards and they were on guard guarding the tomb, how y'all let this angel sneak up on you? But if there was a violent earthquake, the guards were probably looking down at the earthquake while the angel was dropping from up above in heaven. So of course I went on Google and I typed in what happens during an earthquake. And it says a cloud of dust rises from the ground. You may see the ground crumble or move. Which confirmed the fact that the guards were most likely looking at the ground and not paying attention to what was going on up above. And what I wrote down and what God showed me is that I don't know what's being released when everything is falling apart beneath my feet. When everything seems like it's falling apart in my world, when it seems like my ground is shaking, when it seems like I'm losing control, when it seems like my whole world is falling apart, God allowed me to see that I don't know what's being released from up above when everything is falling apart beneath my feet. And I'm so thankful that God gave me this revelation, because a lot of times when we go through earthquake seasons and when it seems like our world is falling apart, when it seems like nothing is going the way that it was supposed to go or the way that you prayed for it to go, we begin to look around us and look down at everything and how everything is going wrong. And God said, you don't know what's being released from up above when everything beneath your feet is falling apart. I don't know what's being released when everything is falling apart beneath my feet. And I know that we all can relate to those seasons where it seems like everything is falling apart and we're beginning to stumble. We're beginning to waver in our faith. God, I'm trying to stand on your firm foundation. I'm trying to stand in faith. I'm trying to stand boldly and continue to trust in your word, continue to trust in what you have to say. But it looks like everything is falling apart beneath my feet. And God is saying today, I need you to know that when things are falling apart beneath your feet, there are some things being released. When things are falling apart beneath your feet, there are some things that you can't see. And things are falling apart beneath your feet, there's a way being made that you're not looking in the direction of where I'm coming from. You're just looking at the earthquake that's right in front of you. You're just looking at what's going on around you. But God said, while you're looking to the left, I'm making the right way. When you're looking down, I'm up doing something new. God said, you don't know what's being released when everything is falling apart beneath your feet. It's going to be hardest to stand then. It's going to be hardest to have faith then. It's going to be hardest to catch your balance then. It's going to be hardest not to waver then. But what God is saying to you today, that even when things are falling apart, there's things falling from up above that you can't see. The next thing that God allowed to stand out to me was verse 3, and it says, his appearance was like lightning and his clothes were white as snow. So, of course, I went on Google and I typed in, well, what does a lightning strike look like? Because I got to make this make sense, okay? And it says a lightning strike that appears close to you will most likely appear white. And what does the scripture say? His clothes were white as snow. So it's safe to say that the guards that were standing there, they did not see the angel come down. One, because they was looking at what was going on in the ground and everything falling apart. And two, because he came down like a lightning strike and his clothes were white as snow. So his clothes were the same color as lightning. So it was easy for them to not see that it was an angel, because during the earthquake, they were looking down and he was also disguised as something released from the earth. We know that lightning comes from the sky. So his clothes literally matched something that makes sense in the physical realm, but was actually sent from the spiritual realm. So could it be that your earthquake is working in your favor? Because see, the scripture says that it was a violent earthquake, and that's something that sounds horrible. Who wants to deal with that? But the violent earthquake made way for God's angel to get in. The violent earthquake was literally just a distraction for the guards to not even know God's next move. Could it be that your earthquake is working in your favor? Because the guards and the plots and the scheme of the enemy are in the hand of our king. See, we get so focused on the earthquake and we get so focused on things falling apart, and God is just like, it's all a part of my plan. I needed the earthquake to come because the guards began to watch the ground and I was releasing something from up above. I needed the earthquake to come because then when a lightning strike came down, they didn't think it was an angel. They just thought it was a part of the earthquake. God said the earthquake actually works in my favor, even if it feels like it's causing your whole world to fall apart. And I don't know what the earthquake is in your life. And I don't know what the guards is in your life that's trying to stop the promise of God in your life, that's trying to stop the will of God in your life, that's trying to stop you from walking in the steps that God has ordered for you. But God is using me today to ask you, could the inconvenience be in agreement with God's plan? Could things be falling apart to distract the enemy from your new start? I know you don't like the fact that you got to go through this violent season. And I know the earthquake is throwing things all out of clarity for you. And I know that it seems like just when you were finding a solid ground to stand on, now your whole world is shaking up. And I know it seems like it's one thing after another. And I know it seems like God isn't hearing you. And I know it seems like God has removed his hand off of your life. And I know it seems like God is taking too long to come through. But God used me today to ask you, could it be that the inconvenience is in agreement with his plan? Could it be that things are falling apart to distract the enemy from your new start? Because while they're looking down at the violent earthquake on the ground, God is releasing something from up above. that you didn't even see coming. See, God showed me that sometimes he has to April Fool's us so we don't get in the way of what he's doing. He'll even distract us and cause us to be looking at the earthquake, cause us to be looking at the ground shaking, because he knows that he's releasing something from a different direction. So as we enter the month of April, which means new beginnings, God showed me that sometimes new beginnings are birthed through breakings. Sometimes there has to be an earthquake. Sometimes there has to be a ground break. Sometimes there has to be a separation. Sometimes there has to be a division so that a new thing can be birthed. And God is reassuring you today that nothing is going to stop the destiny that he has called over your life, even if it looks like it. Even if everything is falling apart, sometimes there has to be a breaking for new beginnings to be birthed. So today I challenge you to trust God even when your world's shaking, even when it seems like everything is upside down, even when it seems like he's taking too long to come through, even when it seems like it's not making sense, even when it seems like lightning is coming down, even when it seems like it's fog and smoky and you don't know what direction to go in, God is saying today to trust him, even when it seems like your whole world is shaking, because sometimes he will send earthquakes to distract the enemy from the new that he's birthing from a different direction, in a new way, in a way that's never been done before, in a way that's never been seen before. You think that the enemy is going to stop what God is doing in your life. The enemy don't even know which way God is coming from. The enemy don't even know how God is going to do it. I was watching a sermon yesterday. I think it was Darius Daniels. And he said, God said, just because I did it that way doesn't mean I have to do it that way. Just because you saw it happen for them like that doesn't mean it have to happen for you like that. Just because that's the way it's normally done doesn't mean that's the way that I'm going to do it. God can do it anyway. God is a God of originality. God is a God of one of one. And he's saying to us today that even the earthquakes work in my favor. Even the disasters work in my favor. I'll cause natural things of this world to work in my favor. They thought it was lightning, but it was actually an angel. He's saying today, don't be fooled by the things that you see in front of you. Don't be fooled by the things that seem violent. Don't be fooled by the things that seem like they cause your world to fall apart, because it's just falling into my plan that you know nothing about, because you didn't even see it coming. Because sometimes in order for new things to be birthed, there must be a breaking. And that's today's seed, groundbreaking. Father God, I understand that sometimes my world must shake and it must feel like I'm not standing on stable ground, a solid ground, but it's just you birthing a new thing. So Father God, allow me to be confident, not in my environment, not in the things around me, not in the things that I see in the physical, but allow me to be confident in what you said, so that when the violent earthquakes come my way, I don't lose my faith. So that when the ground begins to shake, I don't lose my faith. So that when I can't decide which way to go, I don't lose my faith. So when it seems like there's no way being made, I don't lose my faith. Father God, allow me to be so confident in you and your word that I'm standing solid spiritually, even when there's a groundbreaking moment happening in front of me. And you can sow the groundbreaking seed to $TheChristianBay or PayPal, Zelle, or Venmo, TheChristianBay@gmail.com. Groundbreaking seed. Let's pray. Father God, first and foremost, thank you for waking us up and blessing us with another day. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to be on this podcast. Father God, thank you for using me and choosing me to be the vessel that speaks on this podcast. Father God, I just want to say thank you for allowing us to see and make it into the month of April. Father God, today we claim, we command, and we pray for new beginnings to be released starting today, Father God. And we also pray that we have confidence in you and who you are, and not the way that we see it happening, not the way that we see it being birthed, Father God. We pray that we have an unwavering faith that overrides earthquakes, that overrides the opinions of others, that overrides our physical fleshly vision. Father God, allow us to be so confident in the spiritual realm that we are content. We know that new beginnings are being birthed, and we're not going to be swayed or distracted by the way that you do it, Father God, because we know that your ways are beyond our ways. Your thoughts are beyond our thoughts, Father God. So today we sow the groundbreaking seed and confidence that in spite of how it may look, Father God, because we don't know how the new is coming, we're sowing and we're saying to you that we trust you above our norm. We trust you above our own understanding. We trust you above how we think it should happen, Father God. We trust you to walk us into the new, confident, not in what we see, not in what we feel, and not in what makes sense, but only in what you say, Father God. We love you and we'll forever praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Christian Bay TV and Podcast, Groundbreaking Seed. Don't allow any violent earthquake, anything falling apart to distract you or make you think that God isn't present. Because it could be that while everyone is looking down at how everything is falling apart, He's releasing something from up above that you didn't even see. I love you guys so much, and I'll talk to you in our next episode of the Christian Bay Podcast. Bye.